There have been times when I felt like I couldn't fit in the society's definition of being cool enough, or interesting enough, or daring enough. And this is from a while back, this is not from the present. For a very long time, I thought it's my own lack of coolness, whereas now that I'm seeing things with more clarity, I realize that most of my geekiness was not inherent, but mostly circumstantial. I don't know how true this is, but have you ever noticed how kids from good, stable, wealthy backgrounds have this priceless glow on their faces, even in school or in parties or in get-togethers? They are truly, truly confident about what they're wearing. They're not shy about clicking pictures. They're not shy about going to late-night parties. They are not shy about getting in trouble. I mean, I did see a lot of these kids for a very long time. I could never understand why I lacked that kind of confidence. Around 5 to 6 years back, I would see myself in the mirror and see this thin, weak, shy, introverted guy with nerdy glasses who just didn't have that kind of glow. You know, I lacked that kind of confidence. It is now, after a very long time, that I am understanding how small things can really influence the way a kid behaves and perceives himself. And I really wanted to put this out for a varying number of reasons, because I feel that irrespective of what childhood we had, it is time that we do not let our past or humble beginnings define our future. It is important that we feel proud of who we are, from where we come from, our circumstances, and we do not get intimidated by those who know how to carry themselves well. Because it is important for us to learn the same game. It is important that we also understand how to carry ourselves just as well as any other person who might have a lot more money. Our confidence should not be dependent on our financial circumstances. Of course, there are limitations and restrictions, but on the inside, you shouldn't feel anything less. So without wasting any further time, let's get started. This is Ansh Mehra and you are listening to Season 2, Episode 11 of Take It Easy. I think it's okay to say that not everyone is blessed with rich backgrounds. Very few parents have enough sources of revenue to afford their kids the latest phones, clothes, cars, shoes, birthday parties. If you're one of those kids who had all of this while growing up in you know, good substantial amounts, be extremely grateful to your parents. You know, just go and give them a hug right now. They've done an amazing, amazing job. And obviously, I don't blame parents who are not able to give these luxuries to their kids, because parents try to do their very best. You know, there might be not even a single parent who wouldn't have done every single thing that he or she could for his own child. But, you know, life can be very difficult. If you think that it's difficult for you, it is equally difficult for your parents. And it becomes extremely difficult for a parent to handle his own life, his own career, then the kid's life, then kid's expectations. It's just not that easy. So there is nobody to blame here, to be honest. But yes, getting back to the topic, I've had a pretty interesting life where I could experience a little bit of both, from abundance as well as shortage. However, I was, and I think I still am, this very shy, cooperative, non-complaining good boy, as they say. I never got into trouble. I never went to parties. I never fought with anyone, never skipped exams, never bunked classes. And now there were some people around me who were not shy, who were not afraid of getting into trouble. They were extremely confident and extroverted, and that made them popular enough to get invited to parties and, you know, get famous. And, you know, you just know when a person is confident, and you know that he's confident because he knows he can take it. He can handle what comes to him. The society has this weird trend of patronizing good boys. you know, this that term that they throw around, that he's a good boy, you know, let's just not disturb him. And somehow the so-called bad boy attitude gets a lot of attention. The so-called bad boys, you know, in my own environment at that point, maybe 5-6 years ago, and this is from my own little experience, it might not be the actual reality, but it is from what I saw and what I made out of it. These kids, these bunch of cool kids, were pretty relaxed most of the times. You know, they were allowed not to study for their exams. They were allowed to, you know, cherish life, spend on things that they wanted. They could bunk school, they could get into fights, they would get caught by teachers and whatnot. They used to go to the gym, you know, get expensive products, everything. You know, they were not afraid. And as a very young kid, I always used to think, dude, why am I not as fearless as these cool boys? You know, and I used to feel really weird when someone used to comment, oh, Anj, you're such a good boy. It's okay. You can stay at home and study. You know, I don't know if anyone else can relate, or if you were that kid, you know, that nice, good kid who is just out of trouble and everyone's like, oh, we can barely expect him to do something very thrilling because he's such a nice boy. The catch here is that people often misunderstand the reason why some people do not behave so rashly. Some people can actually not afford to be so cool. And I'm not just talking about financially. Their best shot at making things better at home and at profession and or at personal life is to behave like a good boy, work on themselves, make money, and get out of their difficult time. When we enter our schools, our environment, our any place, any party, we don't know where that person is coming from. We don't know where every person is from, and their backgrounds and their priorities and their financial circumstances. The reason why I never wanted to get in trouble was because my parents already had enough of troubles of their own when I was young. I had some difficult circumstances because I had seen some terrifying things as a child, and it wasn't about me. It was something that my parents were going through, and it just made me extremely conscious about what I do, because I was slowly realizing how important my future would be, not just for me, but even for my parents. Now, this insane consciousness actually backfired in the middle because I started to punish myself for making mistakes. That's also an important topic that I'd like to talk about sometime. But the thing is, I wasn't in a situation where I could sit back, relax, and casually get into trouble. Now, it is extremely important that I understand that you belong to a place where the stakes are very high for you. But don't put yourself in a spot where you start punishing yourself for making mistakes, or you start being too hard on yourself. It is not worth it. I'm telling you, I've been there. I've been in that phase where I would get extreme anxiety attacks, extreme panic attacks, because I always thought that I have to be perfect. You know, I have to win. There is no other option. You know, I have to do this. Otherwise, there are people counting on me. And it takes a toll on you after a certain point. And you're not supposed to take life this seriously. You know, you're not supposed to take things so seriously and so dramatic that you start losing control of your own mind. You know, you can work hard, you can work smart, but you need to make sure that you are not very, very harsh on yourself. I didn't have much space for slacking off, as I said, you know, because I would wake up seeing difficulties and I would sleep hearing about difficulties. In school, when I was in class 5th or 6th, I realized that the only way to fix this is to work on myself, because I do not have a very thick cushion to fall back on. Therefore, I never took things for granted, because I knew that I can either work on myself and make things better in my personal life, or have a good time right now, you know, become the so-called cool kid and be all relaxed and chilled out and, you know, get into bad habits. And in the end, struggle like my family did. I never took things lightly because I knew I had to get paid, and I had to get paid very soon. And I know some people who are in the same boat as I am. And I see a lot of people making fun of them as well. That, you know, oh, he's just, you know, he's just so boring, man. He's never fun. He's too scared. You know, he doesn't have the courage. And the important thing is that we need to stop glorifying this bad boy culture. Oh, and when I say good boy, bad boy, it applies to girls as well. You know, it's, we need to stop doing this. Oh, she's such a good girl. We can, you know, we can't expect her to have fun. You know, she's too nerdy. Getting into trouble and getting bad marks or not getting a good job is a luxury. I'll repeat that again. Getting into trouble or being allowed to get into trouble or being allowed to get bad marks or being allowed to not get a good job is a luxury available to very few kids. Having the discipline of not getting into trouble, working on yourself, working hard to make your situations better, I think that needs more glorification than a so-called cool kid. So next time when you see a person who is extremely focused on his studies, who's saying no to all the bad habits, who's saying no to all the parties and all the troubles and all the so-called adventures, don't make fun of him because he's working hard to fix something. There's a huge probability that he's working hard to change something from his personal life or from his family life or whatever it may be. It's his own priorities. And we're nobody to laugh or judge anybody's priorities. There was a long period in my life when I felt really embarrassed about the fact that I couldn't afford the same kind of clothes, cars or gadgets. I would always say no to parties, say no to bad habits. And since nobody knew my reasons, I would always get this patronizing treatment from every single person I met. Now, if you're in that phase, you know, where it is not easy for you to catch up with the latest trends and the latest of, I don't know, things that people do, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. I'm not even joking. And trust me, you don't need to feel sorry for yourself or be sad or don't even fight with your parents about it. You know, there might be times when you fight with your parents about it. Trust me, they are most probably doing the best that they can. And you might not have these things right now. You might not fit into the society's definition of cool or rich right now. But if you replace your feelings of embarrassment with the intention to change things, with the intention to work towards a place where you can afford all these luxuries, you will actually be able to point yourself into a direction where maybe 5-6 years from now, you will be standing at a place where not only you will be much more confident, you will be at a stage where you could at least afford half of the things that you want to buy. And it will truly change your life. Very important point, stop feeling jealous and stop judging those who have their blessings. This is one very, very incorrect attitude that some people develop. People start making fun of those who have a good time. This also happens. Why shouldn't they have a good time? Why are these people being judged for buying expensive clothes? Why are these people being judged for buying expensive cars? Why are these people being judged for looking good or you know, living a materialistic life? Dude, their parents have worked so hard to make enough money to, you know, afford all this materialism. Why shouldn't they buy this? You know, why shouldn't they experience the life of materialism? I think it's a huge part of our lives. The almost half of the entire globe is revolving around materialism. It is absolutely okay if they don't want to study. It doesn't make them any less smarter. This is really important. Just because you are good at academics or more focused or more dedicated towards your goals, you do not have the right to joke about those who are not. Everybody has their own priorities in life. No kid should be judged by you or me. It's their money, it's their life, it's their own circumstances. Let them do what they want to do. Our focus should be on how we can generate enough money to afford the same lifestyle. material wealth is an important aspect of our experience as human beings. Material wealth may not give you happiness, but it does give you comfort. And comfort plays a huge role in our life. Be proud of your humble beginnings. Don't worry if you have a few things missing right now. You have a very long life to fit in this society and afford all those materialistic things. One day, you will be able to afford those things. And because you would have lived a life without them, you would know that all these possessions do not define you. Your clothes, your phone, your fancy cars will not define you or your confidence levels, because you know that you've been confident without them. You've survived without them. You've made it so far without them. So you have lesser anxiety about losing all those things. So yeah, I'll end this here because, oh wow, we've reached 16 minutes. Okay, so I hope you have an amazing life ahead, guys. Please don't blindly follow what I say. Please don't blindly just agree to what I say. Only pick what resonates with you and build your own model of reality. This was Ansh Mehra and you were listening to Season 2, Episode 11 of Take It Easy.